Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another recruiting podcast here on AmazingBrew.com. Future Brew, bringing it to you live in the past, assuming that we are recording this. My name is Vaughn Lozon. Joining me today is my usual co-host here, John Simmons. John, how you doing today, man? How's everything going over in New York City?
I'm good. Not the city. Capital city. Albany.
Capital city. I apologize. Yeah, you're in the upper section, right?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for one dang day where it doesn't rain this summer.
Got me too.
Still waiting. So yeah, everything else is good. Job's good.
Excellent. Yeah. It's been pretty bad over here too with the rain. And we had, I'm pretty sure in the state of Michigan over the weekend, we had 4 tornadoes. So let's try and keep that away from here and let's just skip all of that. I'm ready for some nice consistent sun, some nice weather, and I certainly hope that Ann Arbor is nice and sunny this weekend, because there is a very big recruiting event going on at the Big House, and it's the annual barbecue at the Big House, which was a big recruiting event that was, I believe, started under Rich Rod way back in the day and has continued through Brady Hoke and now with Jim Harbaugh. Is a usual at the end of July event where they are able to host kids from junior class, senior class, sophomore, I mean all over that come to the state of Michigan for this event and have some barbecue and just hang out, get to meet all of the kids. And now that all of the restrictions have been lifted with the NCAA and the recruiting dead period that they had for so long during the pandemic, they can actually do so this summer. So it's good that they're able to do that and host these kids. I believe these are all going to be unofficials. I want to say, you can correct me, yeah, John, if I'm wrong. Okay,
I don't think they're allowed to take officials.
I didn't think so either. Yeah, I didn't think so either. I thought it was just for the month of June, and then once game days come around, they'll be taking official visits there. So on our podcast today, we're going to break down the kids that are anticipated to show up in Ann Arbor this weekend. And obviously, as these big recruiting events go, some of these kids will drop off the list and probably not show. This seems to happen every time we do one of these podcasts or John writes up a big visitors list for AmazingBrew.com, is some kids will be omitted. Some kids will join later. So these are the kids that are tentatively speaking, looking to visit Ann Arbor on Saturday for the big house, barbecue at the big house. So we're going to start with the 22 class, and we'll go through these guys individually here. And the cream of the crop prospect in the 22 class, upcoming senior class in high school here, is Josh Connerly, five-star offensive lineman from out west. He's 6'5", a 275. He's the number 19 overall player in the class. Obviously somebody that Sherrone Moore, Jim Harbaugh, all those guys are going very hard after, and they've been wanting to get him on campus for a while now. And they were hoping to get him on an official during the month of June, but due to a family situation, I believe his mother was actually having a child. I think that's the reason that they weren't able to make it out. But now that everything has come and gone with that situation, now able to get to Ann Arbor for the barbecue and get it on an unofficial visit. So you can save an official visit for later in the fall if they are able to do so, if they wish to do so. So John, just a big time prospect. And honestly, in my opinion, one of the underrated big needs that Michigan has in this 22 class. They've got a couple guys along the offensive line that are already committed, but Connerly would really push that group over the top in this class.
Yeah. He's the big fish left to recruit at O-line. And it really has a lot to do with the hiring of Courtney Morgan as a director of recruiting. You know, Michigan really, I think Michigan was recruiting him before Morgan got there, but since he was hired, they really turned up the heat and he's responded in kind. So I think Michigan has pretty good shot. I like that they're getting him out for an unofficial, and then so they still have the chance to pay for a return trip during the season. I mean, I think the Washington game would be an interesting one to have him visit, considering that's considered kind of the biggest competition here. They have the only two crystal balls for him. So I think, you know, you just try to get him back up on campus during the season, assuming that everything goes well during the barbecue, which it usually does. You know, it's always a great event. So, it's a lot of eggs are in Connelly and the Mark Naboo baskets, both kids from Washington. So,
yeah
they got to pull these guys from cross country, which is pretty difficult to do. But if they can, there'd be a lot of reason for excitement.
Yeah, certainly. And I know that they're trying to get Mark Naboo on an unofficial visit for the barbecue as well. Nothing's been confirmed there, but he's a Seattle kid too, much like Connerly is. And those would be two big time prospects for them to get on campus, especially at the same time. So if for some reason it gets confirmed later, after we end up recording this, we'll obviously update you on the site, probably in the comment section of our podcast episode here. Certainly would be two giant fish, like you'd said, to get on campus for sure. So, yeah, it will be a big step forward for Michigan in the recruitment for Connerly for sure. Let's get to a couple of the commits here that have confirmed that they will be in Ann Arbor this weekend for the barbecue. Cody Jones, four-star defensive back commit from Tennessee. He has confirmed he will be in Ann Arbor for the barbecue, as has three-star offensive line commit Connor Jones, three-star offensive line commit Alessandro Lorenzetti, and a three-star linebacker commit Aaron Alexander, who up to this point has not been able to actually visit Ann Arbor. Before he committed, he worked out in front of the coaches, obviously, in a camp setting, but this will be his first time to Michigan as a committed player. So it will be good for him to get some face time with not only the coaches, but also those few other commits that I just rattled off there. And one would imagine that Will Johnson will probably be there too. There's just no confirmation there. We'll certainly see if he does end up getting there, but he's been at all of the events pretty much for the most part this summer for Michigan, all the big recruiting events that they've had in the month of June. He was pretty much there for Victor's weekend, predominantly the big name there. But good to get these commits back, especially in my mind, John, Cody Jones, who has kind of been, not flipping and flopping, so to speak. He hasn't decommitted or anything, but he has left his options open now that his main recruiter's gone. So it's good to get him back on campus for this unofficial visit too.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that he was scheduled to come up again, because you know that it's always a telltale sign if a commit's going visiting other schools in these time periods where they don't have, you know, a lot of time to hit up a bunch of different schools. So like this, I always think like the end of July period is a really good indicator of where, of, you know, what school leads for these kids, because it kind of, I think they prioritize the ones that they like the most to visit. So if the fact that Jones is getting back up here is a good sign, I think, and makes me worry a lot less about him defecting from the class. And I also think having the two offensive line commits on campus will help with Connerly too, to kind of, you know, get that bond growing with the position group, and having them recruit him as well. So I think that'll be a positive as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have reason to worry, John, and other recruiting fans of Michigan have reason to worry for him as well. Obviously, those worries can kind of subside, like you said, a little bit now that he's going to be on campus this weekend. It's obviously a very good sign that he's coming back. But he took a visit to Champaign, Illinois, obviously where the University of Illinois is located, and it was a very good visit by all accounts. He's still retweeting stuff from Illinois football. And it seems like he is at least keeping his options open in the event that something happens. Now, I don't have any reason to believe that something will happen where he'll decommit, because obviously Jim Harbaugh, Klinkscale, all those guys have been still very interested in keeping him in the class. And I know it seems like he's kind of tight with Miles Pollard as well, another Tennessee boy. So that's certainly good news to hear. And he's obviously very tight with Walter Nolan, which will definitely increase Michigan's chances at the very least a little bit. But yeah, I think it's good that he's going to be back on campus. Good to be able to get some face time with these other commits, other prospects that are going to be in Ann Arbor. There's going to be a ton of kids. So he will definitely not have a shortage of go blue in his ear. That's for sure. A couple other prospects here. Let's talk about a couple on the defensive line, because they, again, another position of need is defensive line, specifically defensive tackle. And they've got a couple good ones coming to campus this weekend. Kenneth Grant is a guy that we've spoken quite a bit about on AmazingBrew.com and the podcast here. A 3-star defensive lineman from Merrillville, Indiana. 6'4", 335, so he definitely does not lack the weight to play along the defensive line whatsoever. He has a top three of Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin, so the Wolverines obviously battling a couple Big Ten juggernauts for his commitment. In-state guy, Deion Walker, he's also going to be at the barbecue at the Big House. 3-star two-way lineman. He can play O-line or D-line. He is 6'6", a big kid as well at 340. He is from Cass Tech, obviously a place that Michigan is very fond of and has kind of a little recruiting pipeline. And Isaiah Hastings being another guy who's going to be on campus this weekend. He's a 3-star D-lineman as well at 6'4", 290. He is from Florida. So Michigan, this is a pretty recent offer here for Sean Nua and the Wolverines. So to get him on campus, that will be certainly good for this recruitment moving forward as well, John. Yeah, like I said, a few pretty good defensive line prospects here. Obviously, they're going to want a couple more predominantly along the interior of the defensive line. And really, any three of these guys will fit the boot there. Maybe Hastings is more of a D end in their new scheme that they're bringing in. But Walker and Grant definitely fit the bill for what they want on the interior of the defensive line.
Yeah, I think it's great that they're getting all three up there. You know, you mentioned, we've talked about Grant plenty, but I think it's good that out of the three finalists, he's visiting Michigan. Walker, you know, he's been acting like a commit for a while now. I kind of hope that he announces for Michigan soon. I think this weekend would be a good time to do it, because if he waits too long, you kind of get that feeling, you know, the why haven't you committed yet? And then, you know, it starts to fade and all of a sudden the crystal balls flip and he's somewhere else. So hopefully he's had a reason to not announce a commitment yet, and that he could do it soon. You know, he's got his friend Mario Eugenio committed. He's a Cass Tech kid. He should be all blue soon enough. And then Hastings, I think Hastings is the one that's from Canada, I believe, and transferred to Florida.
Correct. Yes.
Right. Okay. Yep. And so I think it would be good. You know, they could, Michigan could take all three if they wanted in and move Walker to the O-line if, you know, that's more guys than they wanted. So they have some flexibility there. But these guys are pretty much, you know, besides Walter Nolan, the top targets on the board at the defensive line spot.
Yeah, so, for sure. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So yeah, it's kind of nice that they have them all on campus and maybe they can get a good vibe going and hope maybe someone like Devontae Miles can make it to campus too. You know, the other D line they have committed in their class and, you know, help recruit these guys.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely don't have a shortage of talent along this interior defensive line on the recruiting trail. They certainly will have their fair shot at all of these guys. You mentioned Walker as kind of being like one of those kids that seems like he's been committed for a really long time, but just hasn't made it official publicly. At least I'm kind of with you. I feel like he is probably a silent commit at this point. I certainly would not be surprised if he made things official this weekend and kind of just locked it in and declared his commitment to Michigan. I mean, he's seen commenting on people's Instagram posts, and I believe he commented on Eugenio's Instagram Live when he was committing, saying something along the lines of, oh yeah, that's my teammate, or something like that. I don't remember specifically what, but it was a clear indicator that it seemed like he was a heavy lean for Michigan, to put it lightly. So yeah, I would anticipate he's probably going to be at the very least considering it, making it official there. I mean, I just seem like it just feels like it should have been done a while ago, but the kid's just, you know, if he wants to just drag the recruitment process on and just have fun, there's no problem with that either. So, Hastings. Yeah. You mentioned he's a Canadian born prospect, moved to the States, going to be playing high school football in the States this year. A very recent prospect for Sean Nua in Michigan. They offered him earlier this month. So it's certainly quick work to get him on campus. And obviously Kenneth Grant, we've talked a lot about top three of Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. So we'll see if Michigan can solidify their place in that recruitment. One more guy in 22, and we'll move on to the 23 prospects. Amorian Walker is that 22 prospect that we have left to talk about here. Three-star. He's listed as a wide receiver, but Michigan is recruiting him as a defensive back. He's currently committed to Notre Dame, so it'll be interesting to see if Michigan can, at the very least, consider him to flip. He's 6'4", 175, from the state of Louisiana. John, I really don't have much to talk about in regards to Walker. This seems like Michigan has really turned up the heat pretty quick here. Obviously, he's committed to Notre Dame, so it's going to take a lot to sway him. But it's good to get him on campus. I mean, anytime you got a kid on campus, you at least got a shot, right?
Yeah, I think he's one of the most intriguing guys that Michigan's going after right now. You know, 6'4", 175. Notre Dame has him as a wide receiver, but Michigan and like Alabama are recruiting him as a defensive back. So he's, you know, a pretty versatile player. You know, they have the in because Ron Bellamy, his high school coach, is the same coach as Walker's at Ponchatoula. So, you know, Michigan doesn't have a very storied past recruiting Louisiana much, but if anyone can get a guy, it's Bellamy, who's from the state originally too. So
yep,
we'll see. I think Walker's, you know, in line to get a bump in the rankings too, just, you know, with this interest he's getting from, you know, Alabama, LSU, a lot of these southern schools. I think Notre Dame did a really good job to identify him early and get him committed, but now they really have to hold on here. And I think, you know, getting him up for a visit is a really big first step. They can get him back on campus for an official during the fall. Mm-hmm. And we'll see, you know, Bama and LSU are going to fill up on defensive back recruits, I think, pretty quickly. So I think Michigan will have a fighting shot. They just got to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, you make a really good point. You make a really good point. I mean, not even a top 500 prospect at this moment on the composite, but obviously had the Notre Dame offer committed, and then has Michigan, has Alabama, LSU, Florida State, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Washington State. So he doesn't have, you know, just pipsqueak offers by any means. I mean, he's got a lot of really, really solid offers, committable offers, and he's only number 536 on the composite as of right now. So, yeah, I mean, Notre Dame definitely did a very good job identifying him and getting him to lock in. He's been committed since March 10th. So it's been a few months since he locked in his commitment to the Fighting Irish, and it has really just recently blown up. He camped at Alabama and got that offer last month, and then Michigan offered just a few days later. He took an unofficial to LSU just 4 days after getting the Michigan offer, and then got the offer there. So certainly a very interesting prospect, like you said, to monitor, and would be quite the recruiting win for Bellamy, for the guys recruiting him on the Wolverine coaching staff, if they're able to do so. And, you know, again, I'm on campus. It's just that first real big step in getting that recruitment up and running. So we'll certainly see what happens there, but we're going to take a quick break here. We'll talk about the 23 and 24 kids on the other side here, but let's talk about Home Field Apparel real quick, which is a premium collegiate apparel brand based out of the Midwest and Indy. And not only is their stuff comfortable, but it's officially licensed gear, so they really don't screw around when it comes to their designs. And the team over at Homefield, they study every school's history, traditions, legacies, and with all of that, they create thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of each university. And they've got some really cool original Michigan designs that you're not going to find anywhere else. You can try, but you will fail. So they got all of these cool t-shirts, crew necks, they're all original designs. Whatever you need, they've got it. So if you want some of that vintage apparel, go to homefieldapparel.com and use that promo code MNB, as in Mason Brew, at your checkout. You'll get 20% off the entire first order. So if you want to order 20 items, you'll get 20% off all of that. It doesn't just have to be one thing. So if you want to just go to town and buying all this stuff from Home Field Apparel, go use MNB and you'll get that 20% off discount code. So head over to homefieldapparel.com, start shopping today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors in life, whether they be big, small, or anywhere in between. And when we keep those bottled up, it can start to affect us in a negative way. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with a licensed therapist. And if for some reason that therapist isn't working out for you, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get life's challenges off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BlockM to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BlockM.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get to the 23 guys here, John. We've got quite a few to roll through here, so we'll kind of try and keep this quick. Let's just start right at the top. In-state kid, Jalen Thompson. He's going to be a very highly coveted prospect in this junior class here. Four-star defensive lineman. 6'3", 245. He's got other offers from Georgia, Michigan State, Arizona State, Penn State, Notre Dame, few other pretty good ones. Has one crystal ball in for Michigan State as of now. He is going to be at the barbecue at the Big House this weekend. Want to get your thoughts on him as a prospect, John, because from what I've seen early on, it seems like he's going to be one of those kids that is one of those guys in state that you just don't want to miss out on.
Yeah, get ready to hear his name a lot, because it's going to be a big recruiting battle between Michigan State and Michigan for him after State hired Thomas Wilcher as former head coach as an analyst on their staff. You know, if Thompson early enrolls, then he wouldn't have to be part of the – he wouldn't be ineligible with the two-year gap or whatever. So he they wouldn't be able to take him. So I think that's this is a guy that they were envisioning of being able to get by hiring Wilcher. So if Michigan can get him, even with his high school head coach on staff, that would be a big win. And I think, you know, Michigan would definitely take him I think it'd be a good D end in the system.
Now, I don't want to speak too soon on this, but if there's anything that I've learned in this recruiting cycle with Dylan Tatum and Michigan taking in Bellamy, it may not really matter whether you got the head coach or not from his high school on the coaching staff. So right. I think Michigan will be a major player in this recruitment. I think State will too. So don't get me wrong. I think the Spartans will definitely put up a fight because of Wilcher. But I've just seen a lot of reaction from people saying, "Oh, he's a state lock, pretty much," and pump the brakes a little bit. I think State's going to put up a really good fight, and he's got the Georgia offer that lots of really good defensive linemen have come through University of Georgia in recent memory, and obviously Penn State and Notre Dame as well. So, yeah, like you said, get ready to remember this kid's name, because he ain't going anywhere, and his name is going to keep popping up as this recruiting cycle plays out in 2023. Let's move on to another in-state kid, another four-star in-state kid. That's Jonathan Slack. He's a offensive lineman who plays at MLK High School in Detroit. He's listed at 6'3", 280, has a lot of similar offers that Thompson has. He's got Michigan State, Arizona State, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Oregon, Tennessee, a few more in that department as well. And Steve Klinkscale was actually recruiting him while he was at the University of Kentucky. So obviously a nice bump there, John. So again, I would imagine that this will probably be a kid that you're going to want to remember in this cycle as well. And it just seems like the in-state crop in 23 is really strong, and Slack is definitely among the top 5 or 10 in the state in 2023.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's reported a Michigan offer yet, so I'd imagine Michigan will be on this kid. You know, he's a four-star in the composite, and he's teammates with Dante Moore, you know, the five-star quarterback.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that would be a good move to offer him ASAP, and probably will this weekend. And just talking about the in-state crop next year, I just want to point out, you know, there's five guys in the composite on 24/7 right now that are listed for 23 in Michigan. And I'm just going to skip ahead to our list later, but 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all going to be on campus. You know, Amir Herring, who has the 100% crystal balls to Michigan and has for a while, Thompson and Slack, who we just talked about, and Cole Dellinger, who's another lineman, who is the younger brother of Garrett Dellinger, who Michigan pursued last year. But all those guys are going to be on campus. And then you go over to the 24/7 tab, and then you got Samaj Morgan and Dylan Senda, who are 7 and 8 in the state. So they're going to be representing Michigan well on campus this weekend.
Basically, no kidding. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth, honestly, because I was just thinking, I was looking at this list that we've got here. And yeah, I mean, tons of talented in-state kids in 23 that are going to be at the barbecue at the Big House. And I mean, you named all of them. I mean, Herring, the four-star O-lineman from West Bloomfield, with several crystal balls for Michigan and has visited on more than one occasion. Obviously Bellamy is going to be in his ear, but everybody's in Herring's ear from the Michigan coaching staff, as they have been for a very, very long time. And Michigan doesn't have a commit in the 2023 class, but I could kind of see him being the Giovanni El-Hadi of the 23 class, who kind of locks it in pretty early and kind of keeps it that way just because of the connections that he has. And it seems like he really, really does love the University of Michigan. So I could see him being that El-Hadi of this 23 class, so to speak, in terms of locking it in pretty quick and being an in-state offensive lineman that probably would not waver very much, if at all. And Dellinger, you mentioned, yes, the he's a four-star, 6'4", 280. You mentioned him being the brother of Garrett Dellinger from a couple cycles ago when it comes to this 23 class, at least, and who went to LSU. Obviously, LSU is going to be putting up a fight for Cole as well. It seems like they definitely want him. And I don't know if it was more of a like an offer to him to get Garrett to lock in his commitment, but I mean, at the very least, they're going to go after his brother too. So a few good offensive line prospects there. And another guy that you had brought up, Senda, Dylan Senda, who plays for Divine Child. He's 6'5", 275. Doesn't have a ton of great offers yet, John, but the one that sticks out to me is University of Iowa, who always have big, beefy offensive linemen. It's kind of like Wisconsin O-linemen. Iowa, I love to see the Iowa offers to not only offensive linemen, but tight end as well. They usually have just a great history of those prospects as well. So to me, Senda is a very interesting prospect because it'll be interesting to see if he keeps growing, because already at 6'5", 275, if he grows another inch or two, could be an offensive tackle. I think he's probably on his way to that, but will certainly be a very interesting prospect to watch in this class, John.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising to see him as an interior lineman already, because usually they'll list these guys at tackle because they play tackle for their high school teams and then move them down, you know, if they stop growing as much as they thought. But at 6'5", 275, you know, that's like Josh Connerly's size. And I'm not saying like,
yeah,
as the maybe the same length or measurables as Connerly, but, you know, there's definitely guys listed as tackles with those measurements. So we'll see how he develops.
Yeah, most certainly. And you mentioned Samaj Morgan. So let's just talk about him very quickly here. Wide receiver from West Bloomfield, obviously visiting with his teammate, Emil Herring, who we already talked about. He's listed at 5'10", 175 pounds, has a few other offers from Ole Miss, Missouri, West Virginia, Memphis. Seems like he might be one of those top target types at the receiver position for Michigan very early on. I know it's super early, but just on the early goings, it seems like he might become one of those top target guys. I believe Michigan offered him fairly recently in a camp setting. Correct me if I'm wrong, John, but it could end up being one of those types of guys that they pursue in the long run here at the wide receiver position in state as well.
Yeah, I think he really impressed them at one of the camps. I think he had visited earlier in the cycle, and he didn't. I think, I don't know if it was for Detroit Day or even earlier, but he hadn't got an offer yet. And then when he camped in front of the coaches, they liked what they saw and gave him the offer. So I think that's a good sign. And, you know, having Bellamy on staff, Michigan will always be in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Bellamy's on staff, they'll pretty much be in the mix for, I mean, not only just any West Bloomfield kid, but pretty much any in-state kid. I mean, he's locking down the state, it seems like, on the recruiting trail or doing his damnedest at the very least. And he's going to have a very big in-state presence moving forward. But yeah, Morgan seems like a pretty good player. Obviously, Michigan liked what they saw out of him in that camp setting. They pulled the trigger with the offer. And like I said, only has a few other offers to his name as of right now, but we'll certainly monitor his development as well. We'll be interested to see here. A couple other guys out of state that will be attending from the 23 class. Joe Crocker is, again, another offensive lineman here. They got a ton of O-linemen coming from this 23 class to the barbecue. Three-star kid, listed at 6'6", 315 already as a pending junior from Nashville, Tennessee. Has some other pretty good offers, though, from Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, obviously, Louisville, more there as well. And let's just loop in Luke Montgomery here, as well along the offensive, but he can play defensive line as well. He's a four-star prospect from Findlay, Ohio, listed at 6'5", 260. Obviously is going to be a big-time prospect. He's got that Ohio State offer. He's got pretty much every SEC school to offer him, including Alabama. Penn State as well, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. I mean, the list goes on and on for that kid. And then we'll just loop in his brother, a 2025 prospect. I know that's a long ways away, but let's just talk about him since Michigan has offered his younger brother, 2025 quarterback Ryan Montgomery, will also be visiting with him for the barbecue at the Big House. And Michigan was the first school to offer him, and it seems like that's kind of went a long way in this recruitment so far. Again, very, very early. He's going to be a freshman in high school this year, so it's going to be a long recruitment for that kid. So just with Crocker and the two Montgomery brothers, obviously they're not going to have any shortage of big beefy guys at this barbecue. I hope they've prepared a lot of barbecue to be served at this barbecue at the Big House, because they've got a lot of big boys coming in, John.
Lots of ribs, hopefully.
Yeah.
I feel Montgomery is just so hard to get your hopes up. You know, I feel like there's one kid every cycle, usually an O-lineman from Ohio, that, you know, says all the right things, says they're legit interested in Michigan. They're not going to – the Ohio State offer is not going to, you know, end the recruitment for them. And then they get the offer, and pretty soon they're committed to Ohio State. So, you know, he kind of seems like the next in line here. You know, you like that he's coming back for visits. He's been on campus multiple times. So we'll see. I think they've done all the right things, but just so hard to beat Ohio State for these in-state kids. You know, recruiting Ohio is really tough right now. So
yeah,
if they can get him, that'll be a huge win and a big feather in Sharon Moore's cap as an offensive line coach now. But I'm just still going to be, you know, a little hesitant. But Crocker, you know, is a little bit different body shape than Montgomery. He's just already so massive at 315, 6'6".
Getting
a lot of these offers. I wonder if Klinkscale was the one who – or no, he's from Tennessee, so probably not who offered him in Kentucky. But he's got Georgia, which is nice. A lot of SEC offers. I see he's going to Penn State for a visit this week too, but they haven't offered yet. But I could definitely see that happening. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. They're in on – a lot of offensive linemen, as you can tell from the visitors here.
Yeah, definitely in on a lot of O-linemen. And the tweet that he put out last month when he got the Michigan offer, he tagged Sharon Moore and Klinkscale. So I would imagine it seems to be a combination of the two that are probably going after him at this point. But, I mean, on the composite, he's listed as the 292nd overall player, and it has a three-star for some reason. So I would take the three-star with a grain of salt at this point. I would imagine he'll probably be a four-star prospect, especially with all of these offers that he's got on the early going, with Georgia obviously being the one that sticks out, but several other SEC schools as well. So yeah, it looks like he could be a very good prospect when it's all said and done. So yeah, like I said, I hope they have a lot of food, because they've got a lot of, I mean, in terms of total poundage that they've got coming in, they have thousands and thousands of pounds of kids.
Tons of guys, literally.
Literally. Yeah. You're not wrong. So yeah, hopefully Slow's barbecue is hooking them up big time, or, you know, wherever they're getting it from. One kid in the 23 class that we'll just talk about real quick that's not going to be on campus, that I kind of expected to, but I got confirmation today that he probably won't be, is a five-star quarterback Dante Moore is actually going to be visiting Penn State on Saturday. His head coach, Ty Spencer, had told me that earlier today, saying that he's not sure if he can squeeze Michigan in, but he's trying, is a quote-unquote there. From Ty Spencer, his head coach at Martin Luther King High School in Detroit, 6'2", 195 are his measurables, number 14 overall player and the top player in the state of Michigan with offers from all around the country. Obviously, you want him on campus for something like this, John, especially with all of these other in-state kids and his high school teammate in Jonathan Slack visiting as well. So It doesn't really seem likely at this point that he'll be able to visit Penn State and Michigan all in the same day. Is it possible? I guess so, but it's not probable. But it's certainly a kid that you really want on campus during one of these events.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer he won't be there, but, you know, you can't really expect a guy with, you know, such a national recruit to be at every Michigan event, or else you'd just be committed to Michigan. But, you know, I'm glad that he made it onto campus for Detroit Day after there was some concern that he'd be going to Ohio State. He ended up, you know, not going there, going to Michigan instead. So that's a good sign. But, you know, he's going to end up taking visits elsewhere. And, you know, if he just hopefully just keeps getting back to Michigan, I'm sure he'll be up for one, if not multiple games this season. But you'll just have to, you know, it's going to be a long recruitment anyway. So we'll just have to keep plugging. They'll have to keep plugging away with him, and we'll just have to keep following the ups and downs.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what you expect out of a five-star prospect in, I guess, just anywhere. But, I mean, an in-state kid, he's got the Michigan offer. Notre Dame is high on him as well. Obviously, he's interested enough in Penn State to go visit there on an unofficial level, especially when Michigan is hosting such a big event like this. And maybe he's visiting Penn State. I mean, not only just because he's interested, obviously, he wants to go visit all the schools that he's interested in, but because he's already been on Michigan's campus so many times, and he knows, I would imagine, a handful, at the very least, of these in-state kids, obviously Slack being his teammate. But one would imagine that a high-ranked prospect in the state probably knows other high-ranked prospects also in the same state. So maybe he's comfortable enough to venture out of the state to go take a visit somewhere else that he's not super familiar with and get a taste of what Penn State has to offer. So it's not a huge deal in the grand scheme of things, but obviously you want him to be around everybody and on campus more often than not. So that is the update there. And we'll certainly update you if he's able to make it to both Penn State and Michigan. But as of now, looks like it only going to be Penn State. But let's move on to a few guys in the 2024 class as we wrap up our podcast today. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, big time prospect at the quarterback position in the 24 class in the state of Michigan, and that is Isaiah Marshall from the city of Southfield, listed at 6'0", 205 pounds is what is on his 24/7 profile right now. And other pretty good early offers here for a kid going into his sophomore year. He's got Maryland, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, and Pitt. Seems to be, at this very moment, the highest ranked quarterback recruit in the state in this 2024 class. So it's certainly good news here. Because it looks like he might be another highly ranked prospect in the state as well. I mean, there's definitely not a shortage of good players in the state of Michigan in any class, but Marshall might be one of those top guys when it comes to the 24 class.
Yeah, I'm going to be really interested to see how Michigan handles QB recruiting for 24 because they've got Marshall and CJ Carr both in state in that class. And
yeah.
Both to be like they're going to be big-time prospects. You know, Carr being the grandson of Lloyd Carr, obviously has connections to the program, and he's going to be hard to turn down. But I also think they could get Marshall with all their in-state recruiting connections now. So we'll see. They're definitely going to have lots of options in-state, and I think if they wanted to take both and both were in, I think they would, just given the talent that they have.
I mean, they might have the opportunity to take both, quite honestly, with, I mean, obviously we'll see what happens with McNamara and the McCarthy whole, everything going on. But other than that, I mean, the depth at that point, we'll see what happens with 23, obviously, but the depth would probably be a little bit more thin than they would probably like. So yeah, I could certainly see two QBs in one class. Obviously, if it's the right two quarterbacks, I think those guys would probably be those quarterbacks in the class to take. So yeah, two highly ranked kids. I think they offered Marshall first. So they've been on him for a little bit. Obviously Carr is going to be, you know, with the connections, you can't really turn him down if he wants in. So we'll certainly monitor all of that and see what happens there. Let's talk about these last two guys here, John, and we'll wrap up. Eddie Turk is going to be visiting. He's in the 24 class. He is a two-way lineman, 6'4", 230. He is from LaGrange, Illinois. Also has offers from Iowa, Cincinnati, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. And then Jaden Spearman, a 6'2", 176-pound athlete from Cornelius, North Carolina. It seems like Michigan is recruiting him as a defensive back prospect, but, I mean, this is a 24 kid. We'll certainly see where his growth and development lands him, but has other early offers from Arizona, Florida Atlantic, Ole Miss, and Purdue. It seems like with Turk, at the very least, John, it seems like Iowa's on him pretty heavily at this point. So, I mean, obviously all of these 24 kids, I mean, take the recruiting interest with a grain of salt just because of how early it is. But like I said, I mean, Iowa with their offensive defensive linemen at tight ends, I mean, those are the kind of the positions I look for when Iowa's recruiting somebody pretty hard. And with him being such a young prospect, if they're on him pretty early, I'm pretty interested in this kid, quite honestly.
Yeah, it seems like a classic Big Ten West kid is going to be, mess up a lot of Michigan's plans when they play him. I think it's interesting that he's from LaGrange, Illinois, which is where Nazareth Academy is.
Yep.
So I don't know if J.J. McCarthy and Tyler Morris know him since he didn't go to that school, but he's from the same area. So that could certainly be a connection that helps out Michigan there. And then Spearman just transferred to Loomis Chafee, I think how you say it, in Connecticut, where Alessandro Lorenzetti also transferred to. So they'll be teammates this fall, which will be another good connection there. It was just, you see Don Brown is listed as the recruiter for Spearman at Arizona. So I think he's got, you know, I can imagine he's long and likes to play man a lot. So I think that's kind of the profile you're getting with him as a defensive back.
Yeah, anytime that Don Brown is a main recruiter, they're either from Connecticut or somewhere in that range of the United States, or he's a Viper, or both. So, I don't know, at 6'2", 176, yeah, I mean, maybe he could be a Viper in Don Brown's defense. But, yeah, we'll certainly be interesting to monitor him. And Turk, obviously, you know, he's only 6'4", 230, but he's got a lot of room to grow. And with Iowa on him early on, I'm really interested to see where the development lands with him, whether he's an offensive or a defensive lineman. At this point, it seems like more D-line, but we'll certainly see where his development lands him. And I'm really interested in him for sure. I think that's everybody. I didn't miss anybody, did I, John? You hold me accountable if I did.
Not on our list, but I have a feeling that especially for this event, there's going to be a bunch more guys that pop up last minute.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just seems like this cycle, there's going to be some late additions. So if you want some more, check out the visitors list I'll write later this week.
Yep. And John, I always appreciate you doing that because you always knock it out of the park with the visitor lists, and I'm sure it'll be out on maizeandbrew.com by Friday at the latest for sure. With, like you said, additions, subtractions, it happens every single time for one of these big recruiting events. And we're recording this on a Monday. So there's bound to be a ton of omissions and everything like that when it comes to who's going to be on campus, who was supposed to be on campus and isn't anymore. It just happens every single time. So, if we talked about somebody that doesn't end up on campus, that's more than likely the reason why. So, I'm excited to see how this weekend goes. It's always a good event. There's always a lot of kids that leave that place happy. And, I mean, who wouldn't? I love barbecue. I mean, I don't know about you, John, but
of course.
What's your go-to barbecue?
I'm a pulled pork guy. I love pulled pork. You know, yeah. Some coleslaw on top. That's the best. You can't beat it.
Yeah, you do pulled pork or, smoke some ribs or some brisket, you know, anything like that. I'm game. I am game. So if I were a recruit, I would only visit Michigan for the barbecue at the Big House and then an official visit on a game day. That would be my plan. I don't know about you guys, but that's that's what I would do at the very least. Hopefully all those kids enjoy it and leave there as full as can be. So I appreciate y'all listening. John, thanks for doing this as always. And you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. John, where are you, my friend?
At Simmons_John.
And hopefully we can get Steven Ossentoski back next week. You can follow him at Steven Toski and follow his work on the YouTube channel. He's putting out content left and right, probably why he skipped out on us this week. Yeah, I can't blame him, though. It's all good. Started a subscription-based thing on the YouTube channel, so go check that out, too. I would really appreciate it if you did. And follow Maize and Brew on all our social media platforms, and be sure to give all of our podcasts 5 stars. And find us wherever you get your podcasts at. We really appreciate it. So for John, I am Vaughn. We'll talk to you guys next time. Go Blue.